It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
Hey man, it's me, Kid Clit, your totally far out narrator. Welcome to another episode of the Pussy Centipede. In the previous episode, man, Scorpionson Jr. took a penis portal back in time to when his mom and me were still alive, man. And I totally replaced Bunnyla, the fur-faced peener poop, as your humble host and narrator. Hey, come on. Today's episode is off the chain in a lot of ways. Firstly, because it's the first episode that was scripted in advance. Everything I'm saying now was typed out on a computer, man. Plus, this episode is recorded on a Tascam Porta Studio, using a ribbon mic, man. The Pussy Centipede is always in pursuit of perfect sound forever, man. Now let's get back to the story, where we totally find Scorpionson Jr. back in time, in the Italian castle of Doctor of Puppies.
Yo, Doctor of Puppies. Yo ass ever be crying in a dream and shit, and then you wake up with tears in your eyes? That's how my ass woke up this morning. It's mad foul, yo.
Arf, 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 Scorpionson Jr. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm not the sort of puppy to wake up with tears in my eyes. I'm way too hardcore. But I've arranged for you to have lunch with a lunch date with your mother at a scorpion-appropriate restaurant. Please go to this address. It's right near Mangiabello. It's called Scorpiars.
Good looking out, yo.
Looking out for who?
Never mind, yo. It's my ghetto accent. I'm about to bounce for the restaurant, yo.
So Scorpionson Jr. borrowed a Vespa scooter from Doctor of Puppies and drove it through the Italian countryside. His stomach was all messed up, man, because he was nervous about meeting his dead moms for the first time. And then he pulled up to Scorpiar's restaurant, and there she was in a beautiful yellow sundress with daffodil print and sunshine beams raining on her scorpion shell.
Moms, it's you, yo. Hello, son. I know this is emotional for you, and those feelings are valid. In your timeline, you grew up without a mother. But you have to understand, in my timeline, you're still a baby scorpion. You haven't been alive long enough for us to form a bond. But I'll try my best to validate your feelings. Let's go inside in order.
Then they went inside the restaurant, man, and ordered.
Ah, I'm an Italiano waiter.
That fucking Dago Wop.
What do you like to order?
I'd like a loose roach sandwich, please. Same, yo. Loose roach with ketchup and shit, yo.
At a Scorpiar is a Weeza prepare the finest a loose roaches sandwich, ya. Weeza start with the finest onions in a caramelize. Then we chop the roach and saute in a cream of ant. And then we add the ketchup in a mayonnaise. And finally put that on a toasted brioche bun.
Sounds good, yo. I want to know something, son. I want to know who kills me in the future. Yo, Mom. It was someone named Bobby Trendy and shit. He was a gay interior designer and he slit Doctor of Puppies' throat. And then he made you a slave and shit. Then he killed you and shit, but I don't know, yo. I haven't even listened to the episodes where that shit went down, yo. Thanks for telling me, son. I don't know anyone named Bobby Trundy. And I don't know why he'd want to murder me and Doctor of Puppies. But it's only fair to assume his feelings are valid. You're mad peaceful and shit, yo. No wonder growing up without yo ass around turned me mad violent and shit.
And then a Rilo Kiley song came on the radio, man. Calm down. It was my slumbering heart, and the whole room turned emotional. A tear fell from Scorpionson Jr.'s eyeball.
Oh my god, I totes loves Rilo Kiley. I always feel like Jenny Lewis's lyrics traced from a transcript of my heart. They make me feel so emotionally validated. Dag, yo. I'm a grown-ass scorpion and shit, but I loves my ass some Rilo Kiley, yo. That ish in Wires and Waves, when she's like, and sometimes planes, they smash up in the sky, and sometimes lonely hearts, they just get lonelier. That shit's like exactly my feelings and shit, yo.
It's in your blood, son. This Rilo Kiley love. Nothing is more important in life than having a song tell you your feelings are valid. I know, yo. It's just like all the shit Jenny Lewis said and shit. Like, on the ghetto streets, I heard her words on my radio and shit. Like, portions for foxes. Like, how we have these foul relationships, but we be staying in them to give the illusion of life and shit.
I know, son. That's why they had taxidermy animals in the video for that song.
Yeah, and yo, when in Wires and Waves she's like, and it's just my heart gets rejected by my veins, that's me, yo. It's like she knows my ass.
Listen, son, there's something I need to tell you.
What, moms?
The reason you're so sensitive,
the reason you have so many valid feelings, it's because you're only half scorpion.
What, yo? That's mad foul. I'm a half-breed? It's not foul, son. Freeze, see? Your father was an Irish centipede. His name was Killian McConnell. And he had the heart of a poet. He used the gift of gab to eat his way into my scorpion pussy and make me pregnant.
Centipede, yo? That shit be mad trippy and shit. I mean, especially with all this pussy and puppy centipede shit. How come I don't have mad segments, yo?
I don't know, son. I guess you favor me physically, but your heart favors your father.
What happened to him, yo?
He banged me and made me pregnant. Then he went back to Ireland and ghosted on me.
That's mad foul, yo.
He left me this mini disc recording, and he wanted me to play it for you and your sisters once you were old enough. I guess now's as good a time as any for you to hear it.
Then the Italian waiter showed up with a platter full of sizzling loose roach sandwiches. And Scorpionson Jr. and Scorpionson ate as they listened to the mini-disc play.
Top of the morning, me children. I be Killian McConnell, ye father. I'm sorry, me dear lads and lassies, but I have the heart of a poet. Me heart was too sensitive for the responsibility of raising me children or paying me child support. I had to go back to Ireland and live off the dole. I hope ye was raised with love, and I hope your mother read to ye from me personal copy of James Joyce writings.
What a piece of shit, yo. But these sandwiches are the bomb, yo. The bomb diggity.
I'm sorry, son, but your father, being a centipede and an Irishman, was bound to be irresponsible. I just hope you never drink alcohol. The drunkenness runs in your veins.
I had 40s and shit on the streets
before they locked my ass up.
Locked you up?
I ended up in prison and shit, Yao. It was mad foul. They cops ain't liked what I did in my gang and shit. Blood and Crips, yo.
Blood and Crips, gangs? This was all because you grew up without my love. Because this man, Bobby Trendy, murdered me. What happened to your sisters? Where did they end up?
They ain't end up nowhere, yo. The asses was 6 feet under with you, ass, yo. Bobby Trendy ate those niggas. I was the only one that survived. This cracker named Italian Hayden Christensen, he rescued my ass, threw me in the pocket of his bootcut jeans, and drove away in a Dodge Challenger, yo.
We need to go now, Scorpionson Jr. Finish your sandwich. What's the rush, yo? Dr. of Puppies is my best friend. He's also the greatest puppy genius that ever lived. Together we will make a plan. A plan to find Bobby Trendy and kill him before he kills us.
And as Scorpionson Jr. and Scorpionson walked hand in hand out of Scorpiar's man, Jenny Lewis's voice echoed off the walls of the restaurant. And I've become just like a chemical strass, tracing the lines of my face for something more beautiful than is there. I've barely been gone, and I'm not a failure. And that concludes this episode of the Pussy Centipede, man.